Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Glenn. We missed you really kind of a lot.
Steph, I missed you all.
Okay, so that was from Sean Hannity's town hall last night.
Yeah.
as prosecutors would call it. Lots more incriminating statements made by Donald Trump, like the ones we just played. Glenn, where do we start this morning? Let's talk about what he just said. All of the things he just said, once again, are bull, right? Presidential Records Act, no, none of it. Yeah.
Why don't we start with espionage?
Yeah.
Right? Because if this reporting is accurate, and I'm sure it is, that there is an audio recording of Donald Trump talking about and waving around a classified document, classified at the secret level, which is actually the perfect level, like, you know, Goldilocks perfect, not too classified, not classified enough, it's perfect. And he is sharing information in that document, thereby disseminating it. That's a violation of Chapter 37 of Title 18, the Espionage Act, because he's mishandling defense information. And if it's on tape, Steph, that is too big a crime not to indict and not to indict promptly. I'm going to go on record as saying June is the month. June is the month. And I don't think I'm alone in that assessment. But, you know, it's all about to come crashing down. And we are here for all of it.
Yeah. You said that also on the documents thing, you said Trump's lawyer says he was blocked from searching Trump's office at Mar-a-Lago for classified documents. Who blocked him? Here are three puzzle pieces that likely answer that question. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that was a fun puzzle to put together. I felt like I was back in the courtroom arguing to a jury because, first of all, you have his lawyer, Evan Corcoran, who, you know, tried every which way to keep from going into the grand jury and testifying against Donald Trump. And Jack Smith defeated every single privilege that both Corcoran and Trump threw up. Corcoran went in and testified that he was blocked. He was steered away. He was waved off from searching Donald Trump's office proper for classified documents. Yet he went on and made the bad decision to certify that after a diligent search, that all documents had been returned. You then had another data point, the reporting that they were conducting dress rehearsals, the Mar-a-Lago mafia, trying to make sure that when DOJ came a call in, they would be able to successfully conceal the documents. And then, Steph, we got reporting that just one day before the FBI and DOJ officials came a calling in June to retrieve the documents, they moved them around and successfully hid them. We know that because 2 months later, when the FBI executed a search warrant, they found buku classified documents in Donald Trump's office in his desk drawers. And then kind of the star on top of that Christmas tree is that Tim Parlatore, one of Donald Trump's former lawyers, quit Team Trump and said another lawyer, Boris Epstein, was interfering with our ability to search for classified documents. You put all that together, justice charge that a novice prosecutor could prove in his or her sleep. Well, like I say, it's all coming together, and it's all about to come crashing down.
Yeah, and as you said in your tweet, it not shows just obstruction, but premeditation to obstruct justice, the rehearsal, or whatever you want to call it.
Couldn't be more clear.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Let's talk about the big breaking news this morning. So Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis's probe of Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election results is reportedly no longer just a Georgia affair. Washington Post reporting that Willis's probe of Trump and his allies' post-election activities has expanded to include activities in Washington, D.C. and several other states, which the Post notes is a fresh sign prosecutors may be building a sprawling case under Georgia's racketeering laws, which you've said over and over. In particular, Willis's team has been investigating the fact that Trump's campaign hired two different companies to investigate voter fraud accusations, then buried their results when they came back empty-handed, given these firms did not work only in Georgia but in other key swing states that Trump lost. It's forced Willis's office to go beyond state borders for evidence. Wow. So we talked to AG yesterday about the fact that there just keeps being more criming discovered, more people flipping. So in some ways, it feels like justice is not being necessarily delayed, but because they're uncovering more and more, correct?
Yeah, and that's great. You know, at the end of the day, more incriminating evidence is more incriminating evidence. But at some point, enough with the investigating, let's get to the indicting, right? Yeah. Ordinarily, we will indict, we will continue to investigate, and then we will build bigger and bigger indictments. We call them superseding indictments. So I would like to see the first indictments dropping. But here's what we know, Steph. When Fani Willis reaches out to the judges and makes a remarkable request, something I never encountered in 30 years, asking the judges to please cancel all trials and all in-person hearings for the weeks of August 7th and August 14th. You know, somebody asked me, did you ever do that as a prosecutor? The closest I ever came is when I knew we were going to have a big protest in D.C. and we suspected there might be a whole bunch of lockups. We would let the court know in advance, look, judges, we might be occupying lots of your time running lots of arrestees through your courtrooms in the first couple of days after the protest. That's as close as I ever came. That is an absolute sign that Fani Willis is preparing to drop at least the first big old conspiracy indictments in mid-August.
Wow. Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, Georgia will be on your mind beginning August 7th. That's funny. Okay. We'll have the song running through our head. Okay, so where else? Oh, good Lord. There's so much to talk about right now. Because you said the criminal circle of Trump's co-conspirators seem to be expanding. Looks like we're going to need a bigger indictment. And then you said any federal indictment would be welcome at this point. But we keep asking the question, where's Mark Meadows?
Right. Right?
And this was people working on his autobiography that, you know, apparently heard this conversation in Bedminster or taped it.
Yeah, Meadows is either already cooperating or he is about to be a marquee defendant in a big old conspiracy indictment, a federal conspiracy indictment, which I predict, Steph, if he's not cooperating already, once you see your name on the wrong side of the V United States versus Mark Meadows, Donald Trump, and others. That has a way of capturing your attention. And that is when most cooperators come on board, once they see that concretely they are now facing decades in prison. Meadows is either cooperating already or he will be cooperating after he's indicted, would be my prediction.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. By the way, speaking of, you said Trump and DeSantis pledged to pardon insurrectionists, making clear Trump and DeSantis are running on a platform of lawlessness, violence, and sedition. You said need more motivation to make sure DeSantis never wins the presidency. He will pardon those who attack police officers and violently stop the lawful transfer of power temporarily. We can reasonably infer he will also pardon Trump and weaponize and corrupt the DOJ. I mean, this is has become, as we keep saying, a lawless party. We just played Chuck Grassley saying, what did he say exactly? We aren't interested in the accusations against Biden are accurate. I mean,
yeah,
this is what's become of this party.
Yeah, this is, I mean, when I said that, you know, Trump and DeSantis at a minimum are running on a platform of lawlessness, violence, and sedition, that is what they are now expressly doing by pledging to pardon the people who beat police officers into submission. And you know what, Steph? Let them make those campaign promises, because that, I don't think, is a winning platform. I also am happy to see all of the people who are throwing their hat in the ring for the Republican nomination. In recent days, we've had not only DeSantis, Chris Christie, Mike Pence said he's going to run, Tim Scott, all of these people. Why are they now throwing their hat in the ring? It's because they smell blood in the political water. They can see Donald Trump's political demise because they can see Donald Trump's legal demise. I'm telling you,
yeah.
June is going to be a big month for people who care about the rule of law.
Yeah. I mean, all of this that we just played from the, you know, what was it, Sean Hannity town hall? I mean, first of all, it's just the same stuff over and over. Witch hunt,
right.
Hoax, it's all fake news, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just, we how many things do we have on tape already? I mean, you know, most obviously legal experts I've seen, including you, are saying, like, he's cooked. This is game over. This is on, yeah, once again on tape, right?
He's cooked, and he's, and I think he is cooked like that little meat thermometer has just about popped out.
Yeah.
And he's going to be taken down very soon. You know, my frustration, Steph, is this is more smoking gun evidence, no doubt, the recording about him potentially violating our nation's espionage laws. But we have a whole arsenal full of smoking guns. You know, I envision the FBI agents and the federal prosecutors saying, oh, another smoking gun, just go ahead and throw it on the pile of smoking guns.
Yeah.
There's enough to indict 10 times over. So enough with the investigating. Let's get to the indicting.
Yeah, I'm with you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You said AG Garland reportedly rejected Trump's request for a meeting. Right answer. This is Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation, though there may come a time Trump's lawyers will get to meet with Garland. And as you said, hey, Donald, stand back and stand by. You're about to be indicted up one side and down the other, because hashtag justice matters. And I really feel it. I know that, you know, we sometimes get accused of, you know, peddling hope. You know, we're hope mongers. But I, you know, like I say, Glenn, this is. What did George Conway say? It's almost what's unprecedented, the amount of evidence. I mean, just the amount of evidence that it must take time to compile. right, against this guy is sort of bewildering. Well,
not only that, and the unprecedented nature of what we have lived through for the last 6 years is that there's so much public-facing evidence of crime by one person, and he has not been charged with a single crime. That's the unprecedented nature of what we are contending with. You know, when you have so much crime available proving, you know, that federal offenses were committed by one person, Steph, ordinarily, we prosecutors move out and indict people. We charge them. The unprecedented nature of this is that Trump and none of his criminal associates, none of the command structure of the insurrection, for example, have been charged yet. But I'm going to say it again. All of that is about to change.
Yeah. This goes in the legal nice try category. But Judge Lewis Kaplan dismissed a motion from Trump to dismiss a Trump ally, to dismiss E. Jean Carroll's defamation case because he's being persecuted for being a white Christian. Okay.
Oh, God.
I mean, we are really in the Hail Mary phase, aren't we, of him trying to, isn't he also trying to get the judge removed in the other case? I mean, these are just...
And here's what I'm really looking forward to in the E. Jean Carroll case. There was a sort of little notice letter filed with Judge Kaplan by the Department of Justice saying that, you know, Judge, we're going to have to brief up the, quote, substitution issue. Now, that's pretty cryptic, and I know we don't have enough time to unravel it, but remember the first suit that E. Jean Carroll filed against Donald Trump was for statements he made while he was president. That's when Bill Barr swooped in and substituted Donald Trump out of the case and put the Department of Justice in Barr's determination to try to protect Trump and get the case dismissed. Now, DOJ is rethinking the substitution issue. That is a good step forward because it's been a black mark on Merrick Garland's record that he stuck with that Bill Barr decision to try to protect Trump in that litigation. It looks like, you know, better late than never. DOJ might be revisiting that. We're going to know about that soon.
And quickly, Glenn, before we go, just so we understand, because that was breaking news, the Fani Willis thing. So this expanding into is not going to delay, do you think, her timeline of August?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. I don't think it will, because once you're on record asking the judges to stand down for a full 2 weeks, again, that's an unprecedented ask. And that is because we're probably going to see the 20 or more defendants that we suspect will be indicted based on what we learned from the grand jurors on that special grand jury when they were giving interviews, right? Yeah. And she intends to occupy the courts full time, running those dozens of defendants through the courts as soon as those indictments are unsealed. I don't think she will back off on that, even if her probe is expanding into other states. My sense is that that will not derail what she's already promised the courts are coming in August.
Okay. Well, you know what that tells me? You would not want to miss the Sexy Liberal Party, the indictment tour,
right,
October 21st here in Los Angeles with Glenn Kirshner and a cast of thousands to be named later.
We're going to have a lot to celebrate, Steph.
Yeah, we are.
We will.
By October. Love you, Glenn. See you next week.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
Thank God he's back. Oh, thank God he's back.